This is the Publix Radio. I'm Mareva Lindo, and you're listening to Artscape. This week, we bring you a live performance and interview with Rhode Island psychedelic soul artist, Mellow Green. It's part of Ocean State Sessions, a collaboration with our colleagues at Rhode Island PBS. Here's his performance of She's My Rock, recorded live at Big Nice Studio in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
You're the sun, always shining brightly behind the clouds. I'm the moon, your light shines through me when you're around. You make me feel free as the birds, I can spread my wings. Cool is the breeze of your voice when I hear you sing.
That was She's My Rock from Mellow Green's latest album, Laminar Flow. When I talked with him after his set, he told me the title comes from a scientific phenomenon.
I spent a long time just kind of building concept and trying to figure out what I was going to do. And I came across Laminar Flow, which is when water appears to be frozen when it's not actually, when it's still moving, you know, when it's like in flow. And I really felt like at the time when I was really writing and fishing, it was like 2021, so we were still really in the pandemic. And I was like, you know, everyone, I think we're all kind of in that boat where our lives appear to be stagnant, but we're still moving. You know, we're trying to do our best and we're like, everyone's online and we're way more on our phones more often than we want to be and all that stuff. And I think that just for me, the sort of the core definition of the album is like, look, just because I'm not doing anything on the internet doesn't mean my life isn't in motion. And at the time it was because I was tinkering away at this album. I was like working like 14 hours a day, and you know, these are all things that I wasn't really going to post, you know. And I think that's something that resonates with people, you know. We have to, you know, your life isn't made important by the internet and the phone. You know, it's made by the things you do and the people you surround yourself with and the way you treat them.
Mellow Green says that music has always been part of his life.
My dad, he was a rapper. He still is a rapper. And he was a producer in the late 80s and in the early 90s. And so I grew up like just playing around in his studio. And my parents were both really big into music and the arts. And so we were listening to all kinds of stuff. So that was like kind of the beginning influence.
He went on to study music at UMass Amherst and then Berklee School of Music. Some people compare him to artists like Jeff Buckley or Moses Sumney, but he says his biggest influences are Stevie Wonder and Miles Davis.
They're like my grandparents, you know. I listen to them all the time. I still come back to their records all the time. And it's a really huge part of my writing. And then I just, you know, being a left-handed guitar player, people are always saying, you look kind of like Jimi Hendrix. So it's like, after a certain point, I just owned it. I'm like, all right, I have to play blues stuff. I have to play, you know, so a ton of different influences. I grew up on a lot of Audioslave and Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then I just fell in love with like St. Vincent and Mother and Hiatus Coyote in college and all those different acts, Robert Glasper, yeah.
He likes to think of it like he's a chef in the kitchen.
I'd say the music I make is, like, I'm gonna describe it like a recipe. It's a whole lot of love and then like self-respect and like a dollop of angst and, you know, just a little bit of like sugar, yeah. Ton of seasonings, lots of Cajun stuff going on in there, lots of crushed pepper, lots of cayenne.
Mm-hmm. Garlic.
Oh yeah, garlic. Oh yeah, fresh garlic, you know, like the white and yellow onions, sometimes the red onions.
Another song he performed for us was Just Wandering, inspired by a line from J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, although Green didn't quite realize that when he wrote it.
I think a lot of, it's sort of a song for musicians, I feel like. All of the songs are for people that are kind of like me, I feel. And Just Wandering is, you know, if you're in the arts or in that kind of, that environment where you're doing something that's, you're marching to the beat of your own drum a bit, people tend to make a lot of unbridled suggestions and go like, hey, like, you know, it looks like, you know, your life might not be totally together. Like, where can you, what if you did, where if you were a teacher? Like, what if you auditioned for The Voice? And it's like, well, I'm not lost, I'm just wandering, you know? And I think, I'm also a huge Lord of the Rings fan. And so,
same.
Funny enough, I didn't intentionally quote J.R.R. Tolkien, but so a friend of mine pointed out afterwards.
Which line?
Not all those who wander are lost. Is
classic, yeah. A classic, yes, a Tolkien classic. You came along and tore through my broken glass like a comet, burning me up inside. Oh, fever dream, now I am hollow.
Just wandering.
Mellow Green closed out the session with All It Took, which he says is a breakup song.
And it's kind of about just after you have a breakup with someone that kind of does you dirty, you start to really feel, you know, oh wow, it's so easy to be treated fairly, like what most people are good, and then so that song, you know, just the chorus, All It Took was being treated right. It was like, just, you know, it doesn't even have to be someone that necessarily loves you or stays with you. It's just somebody that like responds to your text or lets you know that they're not into you, you know, like it's just simple little things like that. And I think it's so important for us to have those uncomfortable conversations. And so that's what that song is about, yeah. You were too blind to see I had become all the things that you taught me to be. All it took was being treated right. All it took was being loved. You've been listening to a live performance and conversation with Rhode Island psychedelic soul artist Mellow Green, recorded earlier this year at Big Nice Studio in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And you'll be able to see his Ocean State Session episode coming soon to Rhode Island PBS. For the Publix Radio, I'm Marie Valindo. All it took was being treated right. All it took was being loved.
I guess she's into those one-year steps.